This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. For Friday, August 1st, I'm Jeff Bossert. Coming up, we'll hear about a hearing in Springfield over the governor's proposal to move more than 100 transportation jobs from there to southern Illinois. We'll also have a look at your weather forecast for Champaign-Urbana, but first, a look at today's news. Lawmakers say Governor Rod Blagojevich has proposed ratcheting down the price tag of a statewide construction program and is abandoning a proposal to expand gambling to pay for it. Top lawmakers who attended yesterday's meeting at Blagojevich's Chicago office say the capital plan would shrink from $34 billion to $25 billion. It would be paid for in part by a partial lease of the state lottery rather than a large gambling expansion. Representative Barbara Flynn Curry is already expressing skepticism about the lottery lease. She's a surrogate for House Speaker Michael Madigan, who skipped the meeting. But House Republican leader Tom Cross says he thinks there's support for this latest plan, and he says he'll take it back to his caucus members. Meanwhile, Senate President Emil Jones was visibly frustrated by a lack of cooperation from House Speaker Mike Madigan. The House failed to pass a capital program earlier in the year.
We in the Senate, on a bipartisan basis, passed the capital bill twice. And all they do in the House is just sit and criticize.
A Madigan spokesman says the speaker didn't attend the meeting because it would be a waste of time. A conservative group has filed open records lawsuits against the governor, the Illinois Senate, and Senate President Jones. The Washington, D.C.-based Judicial Watch is seeking documents related to government spending in Illinois. Joe Calamino is with the group of Americans for Prosperity. During a news conference in Springfield yesterday, he applauded the lawsuit filed by Judicial Watch. He says the lawsuits are part of an investigation into pork barrel spending. He says the House has been compliant, but the same is not true for the Senate.
One chamber is being penalized and having their pork restricted, even though they do a line item in open hearings what they want to spend their money on, and another chamber refuses to identify what they want to spend their special appropriations or member initiatives or earmarks for. And I think that's what's brought us to this point, is that we have one chamber, the Senate, that is refusing to comply.
The lawsuits follow open records requests made by the group earlier this year that it says were either turned down or ignored by the Illinois Senate or the governor's office. The governor's office didn't immediately return a call for comment. Jones' office says its attorneys are reviewing the lawsuit and declined to comment. Police surrounded a home on Champaign's north side for several hours yesterday afternoon, but didn't find a murder suspect they're looking for. SWAT team members waited outside the duplex until they were sure it was safe to go inside, but there was no sign of 27-year-old Granville Johnson. A warrant is out for his arrest in the fatal shooting of 28-year-old Gregory Moore on Wednesday night outside the Roper Street home. Another man was shot. Police have not released his name. Police spokeswoman Renee Dunn says investigators had thought Johnson had come back into the house.
We received an investigative lead regarding the possible whereabouts of our suspect. SWAT team was called out, and we set up a perimeter around the place, and we did not find anyone inside of that residence.
Police are asking anyone with information in the double shooting or Johnson's whereabouts to call police or Crime Stoppers. Jamar Smith has been dropped from the University of Illinois' men's basketball program one day after appearing in court on charges of violating his probation. Illinois basketball coach Bruce Weber said in a statement last night that he had no choice but to dismiss the 21-year-old Smith. Prosecutors say he was caught drinking at a campus town bar last Friday, and Weber says that violated terms of a, quote, personal agreement for his potential return to the team. Smith played two seasons with the Illini but sat out last season after pleading guilty to felony driving under the influence. He's serving 2 years of probation in connection with the February 2007 car wreck that injured teammate Brian Carlwell. Weber says Smith will always be a part of the Illinois basketball family and that he would do what he could to help him with his academic career and his goal of graduation. The Peoria native is scheduled to return to court September 17th for a hearing on whether his probation should be revoked. The state of Illinois is slashing hours at several Abraham Lincoln historic sites because of a massive deficit. Visitors will see closed signs 2 days a week at Lincoln's New Salem State Historic Site, the old state capitol, and Lincoln's tomb. The office where Lincoln practiced law will be closed every day except Saturday. All four sites had operated 7 days a week. Governor Blagojevich is making cuts after lawmakers approved a budget with a $2 billion deficit. The Historic Preservation Agency has to find a way to chop $2.8 million. Spokesman David Blanchette says even more cuts are coming. Illinois lawmakers are asking federal regulators to give greater consideration to concerns expressed by suburban Chicago residents who would be affected by the proposed sale of the Elgin, Joliet, and Eastern Railway to Canadian National Railway. Senator Dick Durbin led a group of lawmakers who met Thursday with U.S. Surface Transportation Board Vice Chairman Frank Mulvey. The lawmakers said they wanted to reiterate their concern that the agency has not adequately considered problems the sale would cause. Canadian National seeks to purchase the EJ&E Railway for $300 million. The railroad skirts the Chicago area from Waukegan to Joliet and Gary. If the federal regulators approve the deal, Canadian National would increase freight traffic on the line to avoid rail congestion. Champaign's Prairie Rivers Network is among a group of conservationists urging federal officials to enact better water quality standards along the Gulf of Mexico and Mississippi River Basin. An 8,000-square-mile stretch of the Gulf has been labeled a dead zone or without the oxygen levels to support marine life. Petitioners say Illinois is the largest polluter among the eight states feeding into the river with increased nitrogen and phosphorus levels. Prairie River's Executive Director Glynis Collins says the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency enacted water quality levels 5 years ago but has failed to enforce them as of yet.
Last deadline was 2003. Nothing happened in none of the states. We're able to get it together and issue these water quality standards then, and pretty much every year another report comes out saying, well, we're going to postpone it by another year. We're going to postpone it by another year. So here we are in 2008. We're not much closer than where we were in the late 90s.
Collins says lakes and streams feeding into the river see problems ranging from fish kills to the closing of recreational sites for swimming. And at Lake Decatur, she says it's costing the city hundreds of thousands of dollars each year to remove nitrates before the water is suitable for drinking. Petitioners say the dead zone will continue to grow until the EPA sets numeric standards for nitrogen and phosphorus pollution. For the latest newscast online, go to wiol.illinois.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Jeff Bosser. The Commission on Government Forecasting and Accountability held a hearing at the Capitol last night to discuss Governor Blagojevich's decision to transfer state transportation jobs to Southern Illinois. Jenna Dooley has more from the hearing.
The nearly six-hour meeting brought together representatives from Springfield, which stands to lose more than 100 jobs from IDOT's Division of Traffic Safety, and Harrisburg, which stands to gain them. Springfield Mayor Tim Davlin criticized the move, saying government jobs are the number one employer in the city. He told lawmakers and Harrisburg officials that this decision is not personal, but practical.
It's about moving these jobs out of what is the central seat of government, our state capital.
Democrat Gary Forby represents Harrisburg. He agrees Springfield should remain the hub of state government, but says it's time to recognize the needs of his economically depressed district.
We pay taxes too, and you know, we just feel like maybe we're getting kind of left out. We're pushed down on the bottom end of the state of Illinois, and we just feel like we just didn't get left out.
Harrisburg Mayor Valerie Mitchell acknowledged the difficult position the move puts on lawmakers, as one economic area will benefit at the loss of another.
We don't deserve them any more than anyone who lives in the city of Springfield. We know that. We also know we do not deserve them any less than the folks who live in Springfield. We didn't go out searching for this to happen, but someone said earlier we'd be foolish not to pursue it.
Mitchell says she's just looking out for the interest of her city. Testimony was generally calm, both sides trying to understand the real reason behind the move. Illinois Department of Transportation Secretary Milt Cies says it's about economics.
When we looked at what the current lease was costing us and what our payout was annually versus owning a building in Southern Illinois, we made the decision to save the money on the lease and go with the purchase of a building which we could buy for an amount, buy and rehabilitate, remodel for an amount equivalent to 1 year's lease at our current facility.
Cies then told lawmakers he was following orders from Governor Blagojevich to look for divisions that could be moved out of Springfield. But he says this is it as far as IDOT moves. Another concern brought out at the hearing was pictures of the proposed building in Harrisburg submerged in floodwaters. Rockford Senator Dave Severson suggested that moving the jobs to a state-owned facility in Springfield might be a safer option, but Sees says there's no damage from flooding. Here's their exchange.
If you doubt that, well, you can talk to the mayor of the village of Sherman.
The Hanley building didn't get wet, but
No, it had a blackout as a result of a tornado. Yeah.
Was there any water damage done to the building at all? If it didn't flood out,
no,
was there any water damage?
Not as a result of the rain and the alleged flooding at that location.
Union members also voiced concern that the options given by the governor provide little comfort. Robert Buck, an IDOT employee and AFSCME union member, says he's gone through chemotherapy and needs to stay in Springfield to work with his doctors. When asked if he will take up the governor's verbal offer for an equal state job in Springfield, he says he would gladly take one, but won't bank on it.
You give me another one at the same pay? Sure, well, I'll swap you out. Put it in writing.
The Commission on Government Forecasting and Accountability has until September 11th to make a recommendation on the job transfers. A lawyer for IDOT says negotiations on purchasing a building in Harrisburg have been halted during the hearing process. I'm Jenna Dooley.
Today's forecast calls for intervals of clouds and sunshine, humid, the chance of a few showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, a high around 90. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers during the evening hours, then partly cloudy overnight, the low 66. Mostly sunny tomorrow, the high 87. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, the low 66. Partly sunny on Sunday with a chance of a passing shower, a thunderstorm during the afternoon, the high 92. Partly cloudy and muggy on Sunday evening, the low 72. Monday, mostly sunny, hot, and humid with a high of 95. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Friday, August 1st. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, the afternoon magazine, agricultural programming, as well as other helpful information at our website, will.illinois.edu. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News.